Thank you for joining us today.
I am your host, Pastor Lisa Joshua.
Today, we are discussing mental illness in the church.
Mental illness in the church. As of today,
an estimated 20% of American ages 18 and older, which means about 1 in 4 adults, suffers from a diagnosable mental disorder in a given year. And it says that many people suffer from more than one mental disorder at a given time. In particularly, it can be a depressive illness tend to co-occur with substance abuse and anxiety disorder. Can we talk? When we talk about the burnout rate for pastors, there was a study done about the year 2013 from the Schaefer Institute, which reports that 1,700 pastors leave the ministry each month, citing depression, burnout, or being overworked as the primary reason. Now, according to the study, of 90% of pastors report working 55 to 70 hours a week, and 50% of them feel unable to meet the demands on the job. So now we're looking at burnout as a part of the equation. Now, when we look at the divorce rate in the body of Christ, there's a national survey of Protestant clergies. They conducted this probably back in 1993, 1994. It was by the Harvard Seminary. They found that 25% of clergy women and 20% of clergy men have been divorced at least once. Come on, y'all. We are talking about mental illness in the church. Mental illness in the church. Which we don't pretty much talk about mental illness, not only as a body of Christ, but we don't even talk about it much in our just everyday to day life. Why? Because the word mental illness, or talk about someone having any kind of mental challenges, is a taboo. And I would say for our culture, the Black culture, it's something that we have been taught not to talk about. Don't say anything. You'll be all right. Oh, trust God. You'll be all right. Pray about it. Go talk to your pastors. Go talk to your leaders. But no one is really looking at the fact that talking to a professional psychiatrist, psychologist, or going to get therapy, a counselor, will help you. And this is something that day to day, more and more, is coming to light. We're looking at mental illness on so many levels, and how it is that we must, as a society, begin to really see the realness and the severity of ignoring and not dealing with mental illnesses. It is on a whole nother level, people. I want to say to you, we are in a place of depression all over the world. Ever since the pandemic, it added to and revealed more mental issues as we have not dealt with or not even acknowledged. So, according to the new research from Boston University School of Public Health, they reveal that the elevated rate of depression has persisted in 2021 and even worsened, climbing to 32.8% and affecting every three American adults. Typically, we would expect depression to be at its peak following the traumatic event and then lowered over time. But we still see that it's on the rise and it's increasing. And not only just adults, but we're particularly pointing out adults in this segment so that you can understand the severity of where we are as a country, as a people, as a society. When we talk about who is more prone to mental illness, the National Institute of Mental Health says that they found generally more men than women reported a mental illness, which is 21.2% of men compared to 14.8% of women report mental illness in general. For, however, certain conditions like the mood disorders are more likely to affect women than men. What demographics are most at risk of having mental illness? Come on, y'all. Why are pastors stressed? When you look at Lifeway research, the survey says they find heightened levels of stress among pastors. In that research done in 2021, the survey on pastors' attrition, the top three reasons pastors cited for leaving a church are change in calling, church conflict, and burnout. Should we go further? We are talking about so many people, men and women, in this equation are just at a place of burnout, a place of depression, a place of quitting and giving in and giving out. Now, I watched a YouTube clip about a pastor, Houston pastor, dies by suicide. This particular clip or YouTube was shown as of November 21st. And when they asked the mother of this pastor what were the findings as to what happened to her son, she says the results, all of the information had not yet been determined. However, he was found with one gunshot to the head. And so again, she did not say it was because of depression or it was because of mental illness. Yet we don't know. But again, this pastor committed suicide. So I'm saying to us today, it is time to really think about what we're thinking about. Get us some help. Not only worrying about what other people are thinking or going to say, but if you have to go and see a doctor to be diagnosed with whatever degree or level of mental illness or classification you might be dealing with, it is time to do so. And I beg of you to do it now.